Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Now, here's your host, Jim Rome.
One of the key things for people to receive healing is to hear a testimony of what God has done in someone's ministry. Everything that you read in the gospel is available today. It's active today. Of course, it's where you look. You know, if you are just a tired, old, boring, someday, somewhere ever, when we get to heaven, you don't realize that the kingdom of heaven has come. It's on earth now. Jesus is working today, but it's where you look. Miracles, tremendous miracles, ones like you read in the New Testament, and some that even seem greater, are happening today. But it's where you look. Where have you been looking? Have you been looking at the media, the 24/7, 365 days a year, of all the things that are happening in the world, the terrible things, how bad things are getting? No, my friend, there is a gospel and there is news today that Jesus is performing miracles, healing people, and raising the dead. Yes, it hasn't stopped, but of course it's where you look. I'd like you to look this way today, as today we share David Hoge when he goes to Indonesia, a place populated with Muslims. So, let me see. As I understand it, Jesus commanded or assigned us to go into all the world and make believers disciples of all nations. That would include more than just going to church or going to choir practice or to conventions. He said, go into all the world. And that's where David Hogan has gone. So here he is, the wow, the wonderful David Hogan.
Everybody thinks that I'm special gifted, that I know something you don't. I'm sure you're more intelligent than I am. I'm positive of it. But there's something I've learned in this walk with God. Stick to the plan. Don't get knocked off course. Don't allow yourself the privilege of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Walk in the Holy Ghost and the fire with your shoulders square and your head up, confessing that Jesus is King and Lord. I wish you would hear me. I've been thrown in jail I don't know how many times. You know why? Because it's the aggression you feel. Hell can't take it. When you are on fire for God, hell don't like you. So they figure out how to trick you, because they want you like they are, on the way to hell. The answer to that is no. Jesus is King. Okay? Now, because this hand right here has now raised 40 people from the dead. See it? Look at the old broke thing. Look at all the scars. You see it? Working man's hand. 40 dead raisins. My son Joseph and myself, right after Cody and Josiah got married, we went to Indonesia. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. I don't give one flip whether you believe me or not. We clear? You and your doubt can go where it needs to. Jesus is king. They kill Christians in Indonesia. We were on the island of Sumatra, Indonesia. The city of Palembang, Sumatra, Indonesia. One of the headquarters of killing Christians. I knew it before I went. You can't even get into the hotel I was staying in without going through a full scanner and then have them warn you. Just asleep. It's frightening to be in the world where they hate Christians. So we went, place, man, they had a building that was probably twice the size of this, a little bit wider and longer. It was full. And they, so how exactly spiritual can I be? Everybody knows I'm fussy, but how spiritual can I talk? How much can I give y'all? You'll call. See if they can handle it. Okay. This place I was in, even though it's known for martyrdom, it's known for, golly, they're dreadful and scary. Because we like this, we like peace. He invited us here because it's a nice place to live, he said. It is. I'll take you up on it, maybe. I saw a piece of land over there by the river I might want. And here we go. Okay. I don't know what to say to you because I don't remember y'all asking me the questions that pertain to this particular part of mysticism, spirituality. You all right? You still okay with me? You. I don't give a flip about anybody else. Your brother told me to respect you. So I'm going to. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Because I am trustworthy. That's one of the things that goes along with being faithful, diligent. You learn how to be a trustworthy human being. Where people can rely on you. So, I want to do this. I want to methodically do a presentation to you that's going to, some of you are going to throw it out the window, but the majority of you are going to be enticed, encouraged. It's going to give you a hunger. Could it be true? It is. It's true. There's a place on this planet where they kill you for worshiping Jesus, and you go there, every service angels show up. In this land, that's nice. How many angels you see? Go ahead. I'm not against you. I want you to just interact with me. How many angels you seen, son? Tell me the truth. Put it up there. Go ahead. That's right. And it's peace. Puts you to sleep just about sometimes. It makes you have a feeling of, I'm okay. Ain't none of us okay. 100% of the time we need Jesus. Okay. And so the pressure's on because everybody thinks that I have something over everybody, that I have me and God made some kind of deal that I get to raise the dead and nobody else can. That's just simply not true. Everybody in this room can. If you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, the blood of Jesus in you has the power. It's you're the one that believes in your surroundings over the Word of God that has to change. That's my job. a great-grandpa that really believes that you can do this. I've walked through it, buddy. And look at me now. Something happened. I never know. I never know when it's coming. Never. I'm the guy, like he said, you know, it's quite monotonous. It's boring most of the time. It is. Because you don't know when he's going to call on you. I'm in a place that hates Christians. I'm in front of all these people. Place where angels come and these fantastic things are happening that I don't have an explanation for. I can explain to you why God does what he does and why he does it only in certain places. I don't know. I do care. I wish I could go and it would happen everywhere. Well, I don't have that power. That's heaven's power. And they just got through with their long 2-hour song service thing and all the presentations because so many things happen. It's beautiful, but it consumes time. And then they finally gave it to me. Here's a microphone. Now show, after all of the miracles I just heard and saw, now here, show us something. How are you going to one-up that one, huh? What? And I just started talking, just because I enjoy just talking so I can figure out which one of y'all's real and which one of y'all are not. Get sort through these demons and these godly spirits and figure out a trail to heaven. We can do it. And we can do it every day. Just, who knows why? I'm standing up there. I've just been talking like maybe 8 minutes or 10 maybe. And all of a sudden, out of the back, here comes the Muslims. I thought, well, that didn't take long to get them mad. And I mean, there's a bunch of them. They come up, right up front where I'm, and I just stopped, and I'm just looking at them. Let me tell you what don't work with spirits of murder, religion, false Christianity, wannabes. See, those terminologies are bizarrely incredible. I'm not into that. I'm into another game. It's called the Holy Ghost and Fire. And all of a sudden, I got this pile of Muslims, and I'm looking for AKs and machetes. Didn't see any. But what happened was this mother come walking through them. I'm talking about real deal, supposedly your enemies. They're not. They are people who need Jesus. You hear me? They are not your enemy. They need Jesus same as I do. And the mama had this little boy. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I should be. So I looked at that kid. I knew he was gone. He's gone. Did you hear what I just said to you? That mother brought her, she's a Muslim. And she brought her dead baby to an infidel. To them, I'm an infidel. I'm not. I'm faithful and loyal. You hear me? You be loyal to Jesus. Cost ain't relevant. She laid that little boy down on my feet, y'all. So what have they taught y'all in the last ever, how long y'all been going, a month or weeks or whatever, how many days we've been going here? 15 days. So in the last 15 days, how many of y'all know how to raise the dead? What you do is you give your the devil that hates you the most, you give him a presentation of who Jesus is. This is where I lose all of you. Because you believe in isolating yourself and segregating yourself from the world. And Jesus came and gave himself to the world. Is that right or wrong? Tell me right now. Elders, speak up. For God so loved the what? Religion? Isolation? Monastery? If he loves them so much, you should accept it and breathe a little heavy because of fear. Because when they come in, look there, I tell you, fear got on me. I'm not going to lie to you, that's scary. I don't want to die. I want to get back to Miss Hogan, and I want to have some amazing stories to tell her. So I'm standing there in Palembang, Indonesia, the largest Muslim state in the world. They're seriously contemplating moving Mecca there. So what do you do when a whole bunch of them walk in there and lay their dead baby on your feet? I need a response. What would you do, Mr. Platt? See, messed up and told me your name now, see? So I'm gonna pick on you. You got big shoulders, boy, it's time to take it, you hear me? What would you do? Would you ever be there? I know, ain't that something? So am I touched? Do I not understand that they're going to kill me? Do I not get the whole fear thing and the dread and the... Do I not understand? What's wrong with me? Or do I get it and believe Jesus is big enough? It's one or the other. Pick your choice. Don't make a hell of beans to me. I didn't know what to do either, so don't... I'm glad you didn't none of you speak up, because I'd have fussed at you. Pray, brother, in Jesus' name. Are you a little religious twit? Why don't you get out there and show me how that works? Be careful with your aggression with me. No, I'm not kidding you. If you'd have seen that mother, I couldn't see anything but her eyes because she's totally covered. Hands, feet, I mean, all I could see was her eyes. She's on the floor. She's not touching me, but she's really close to grabbing my feet. Question, and I need a response. Now, if you don't, nobody answers, I'm going to make you a mention. Why? That woman has zero rights. Why did she bring that baby to me? Come on, you're brilliant. Tell me why. Jesus, can you show me? But how? Okay. How? Okay. For her to know that, I've got what's called a testimony. Whether you believe me or not, you've heard of me. That's what you need, is a testimony. That woman's, I don't know how. I'm interested one of these days, maybe heaven will show me when we make it. Because we're going to make it one place or the other, because there's only two places. So you got a 50-50 shot here. So, I would not bet on hell if I was you. I would go to heaven and beg for mercy. That's my advice. But since I'm white-headed, y'all's age bracket don't listen to my kind of people very much. But on this one, I'd suggest you listen. Take off everybody in this room. You need a testimony. And the testimony needs to be of the witness of the power of the name of Jesus. So what do you do with your enemy's dead baby? He's about maybe 10, 9, I guess. Lay it across your feet. You know what my responsibility is to you? To make you think about it. You need to process it. Because you're the next generation. I'm not done yet, but it's not as far as yours is. You got further steps than I do. So I need to look you in the face and expect you to believe me. And be honest as I can with you. We can do this. How many times you heard me say that? A lot. And look how old I am. Just like he said, still the same. Same message. The only thing changes is the miracles and the timing and so forth. Okay. All of a sudden, because the baby's laying on my feet, so I'm kind of stuck in the scenario, right? I can't run. You hear me? All of a sudden, there must have been 30 pastors, Indonesian pastors, come running, boom, laying on top of my feet with on the baby. There's women come all around that woman, that Muslim lady. What was my responsibility? What does the Bible say in Ephesians 6? What does it say? Having all to stand, what's the next thing? Stand. And after you've stood, what's the third thing? Keep standing. Does your Bible say that or not? It does. Sure does. So I stood standing. I didn't move. And you see me, I'm mobile. I like to get my 10,000 steps when I preach. Y'all, that little boy came back to life. And I personally never prayed for the kid. If you would have seen that mother grab that little boy when he came back to life, if you would have seen it with your eyes, it would have made you like you see me. Hard to get along with. I'm hard to get along with. You know why? Because I saw it. I saw it, you see? Changed me again. That was number 40. And I was in the right place at the right time. That's why you need to see God all the time. In what you call a valley and what you call a mountaintop, they're all the same. It's a spot in time. What do you think it takes? I'm quite pleased to get this opportunity to talk to y'all because I believe God's got the opportunity to use you. I just got to get you out of grandma's hands and out of religious elders' hands and into Jesus' hands. You hear me? Because I never did cave in. I never did my whole way. I never did cave in. I never did, and I'm not. Y'all clear? 3 years ago, you don't know about my problem because I don't talk much and I don't show it. Face he saw 21 years ago is the face he sees today. Still, Jesus is King. Bam. That's what he sees and that's what I'm going to give him because that's what he needs. Okay. But 3 years ago, we went through the worst. Probably the worst, if not the worst, the second worst year of my life. It was catastrophic. I lost so many people. Death, ministry splits. Whew. Boy, it was rough. But then this year came because I didn't quit. I didn't I took my wife's hand and we decided to do this. Whew, shield of faith. That's what we decided, her and I together. That's enough. We good. It don't matter about what you lose. It matters about who. It matters who you're following.
God can give you armies.
That's not a problem. Yeah. So, something else happened. It was just a few months ago. And the problem you're having right now with me is I've been spending the last month fasting, and I am on fire. The power that's rolling out is phenomenal. The goodness of God, and if they don't shut me down and take me to the airport, I'm going to tell you some interesting stuff. I have decided to tell you the truth. That's what the gospel does, because we can't figure it out. The King of the universe is greater than we are. And he wants to bring us to him and show us who he is and what he can do. He loves you. Me. And all these obstacles are put in our trail. That man over there asked me a question on the way home from the airport. He said, "Patience. Brother David," I just started laughing at him. Patience. When you ask for patience, you're opening the door of hell to destroy you. So you can learn how to walk in God with patience and trust. If you want to walk with God, shut up and suck it up.
Say, because you feel it. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly talk. You wait.
And most of the time, it seems uneventful. Most of the time. Say, "I want to be homesick for the courts of the Lord." Say it. I've been thrown in jail, I don't know how many times. You know why? Because it's the aggression you feel. Not necessarily to run a marathon, but to run this race we call the gospel. And to be good at it, be champions, because I am one. God taught me in the mountains, fist to fist with demons and death, and they could not kill me. And that does not make me special. What that makes me is blessed. Everybody thinks that I'm special gifted. That I know something you don't. I'm sure you're more intelligent than I am. I'm positive of it. But there's something I've learned in this walk with God. Stick to the plan. Don't get knocked off course.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.